This is KCUR 89.3. The Jackson County Jail is a mess. It's overcrowded, understaffed, and from elevators to toilets, there's a lot that's broken and in need of repair. Everyone agrees with that. But as KCUR's Sam Zeff reports, there is no plan in place to fix the jailhouse's many problems.
Oh, yes, you're going to be warm and soft in your bed tonight.
It's just before Christmas, and Santa is in the lobby of the downtown Jackson County Jail giving presents to kids there to visit their dads.
Oh, thank you, young man. Thank you for coming to see Santa Claus.
It's bright and clean and not entirely unpleasant in the lobby, but beyond the doors, into the jail, it's just awful. The engineering firm HOK last year rated the four-building complex poor. Toilets leak through holes in the ceiling onto inmates. Fire suppression is in bad shape. The roof needs replacing on one building. Some cell doors don't lock. The list goes on and on. While not everyone will say the county needs a new jail, most lean in that direction. But they disagree on how big it should be and what to do with the current lockup.
It is a balance of, okay, you're going to have to make some financial investments right now for the current population, and then also look long term as to, okay, ultimately what does a modern facility cost for the inmates.
That's John Fierro, who is co-chair of a task force charged with finding a solution to that problem. So improvements will have to be made downtown. At the same time a new jail is being built, making the task both complex and expensive. The Jackson County Jail was built for 850 inmates. It often has around 1,000. One of the solutions to the overcrowding that the task force and others have discussed is simply not putting so many people in jail.
But you have to look at the process of who we're arresting and who can we safely let go out.
County Executive Frank White created the task force and says alternatives to incarceration and cash bail need to be explored before deciding on a new jail that will cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
So if you don't examine the process of how we're doing our business, then that jail is going to be overcrowded at some point too, and then you're going to be talking about expanding and expanding.
The jail task force was told nationally that 47% of jail inmates haven't been convicted of anything. They just can't afford bail. Alternatives to incarceration is something the task force says it will discuss, and clearly something White supports.
This is a place that Jackson County has gone quite a long time ago.
Jean Peters-Baker is county prosecutor and says because the jail is so small, Jackson County long ago started letting most people charged with a crime out without bail. The jail, she says, is top of mind with her and everyone in her office.
Every single assistant prosecutor is acutely aware of the limited space and the limited capacity of our Jackson County Jail. And so we make decisions based off that.
Now you won't find a burglar or a car thief in the county jail. There's just no room. There's even something called a population control docket, where county judges meet every day to see who they feel can safely be released. Space, she says, should not figure into the equation.
That determination ought to be made on dangerousness, flight risk. But in Jackson County, we add a third category, which is there space?
Do you think the community is not as safe because we have to add that third category?
Yes, I agree with that. Yes, I think our community is not as safe because we have that third category in Jackson County.
Jackson County Sheriff Mike Sharp agrees.
We arrest them, we take them to the jail, they're bonded out, and they're back out on the street again, and we're chasing the same people over and over and over again.
So the problem is complicated. How to fix the current jail to improve safety for staff and inmates, and at the same time, plan for a long-term solution. But the politics are also complicated. White and the Jackson County Legislature are at each other's throats over a lot of issues, so compromise will be difficult. And if a new jail is to be built, that will have to be sold to voters. The jail task force is supposed to report back on all of that in 6 months. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.